I was in the rate fixtures for about 6 months, and that was quite exciting. Probably about 4 months, perhaps. And that was very useful. And we used to, after training, the rate fixer always had brown ink. And they would, and of course their signature was money, because they would set the rate, which was how long it would, how long was allowed to do a certain, task of work. And I remember one of my first jobs, after I'd had all of this training, I went out with my clipboard and my brown ink, you know. And I had to time motion study one of the workers who was making something, I don't know. Anyway, I went out and I stood around with my board, and I said, you can start, and he got on with it, and we went on all the morning. I thought, this is taking a time, so I made my notes, sort of analysed each process. Afternoon, all through the afternoon, and we finished about, I suppose 10 o'clock the next day. Anyway, I went back to the office, and I could make nothing of this. It was just nonsense. So I said, I went back after a while and said, I'm very sorry, but I can't put a rate of any more than 2 hours on this. It's the maximum I can do for you. That's all right, Governor, he said. That's fine. That's brilliant. And he was churning them out in an hour and a half, you know. But this was the battle between the shops and the rate fixers. It went